The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man depression, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, you can tell how old that song is. Well, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We're going to talk about the stock market. We're going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about estate planning, how to protect yourself during these unbelievably dangerous financial times. We're going to talk about it all. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moray. And I am the senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in working with people who are retired or retiring soon. Thank you. So if that's you, then this show is designed for you. Our firm is designed to cater to you. And currently, we work with over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families in 48 states. And we are so honored and so blessed to be able to do that. And all of the ideas, as I mentioned on this show, are the same ones we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors, actually now for the ninth year in a row, which blows my mind. But again, without our clients, we would be nowhere at all. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. And you know, at a certain point, you kind of wonder if people are tired of talking about the COVID-19 thing, but I don't think so, because it is front of mind. It is so important to talk about it now. And you know, I always debate on this show, because obviously we are a business and we want to grow our business and we want more clients. That is goes without saying. But at the same time, we have what we call a noble obligation. Our noble obligation, and we say the noble obligation is to make a client every day. And I want to define the word client. In our firm, we have two different kinds of people that we help with. Okay, one is called a client, and the other one is called a customer. A client is someone that you help, even though they may not be paying you. Okay, so in other words, if you're listening to this show and this show helps you, then I consider you to be a client. Okay, now, there are customers, and those are the people that actually pay you to do what you're doing. And so for us, it is about making a client every day to help as many people as we possibly can. And in the process, we believe that we will be taken care of as well. So on this show, I'm going to be talking about why I think it is so important that you become a client. Okay, and the reason why is because right now, I think we are on the verge of a financial storm, the likes of which we have not seen before. Not in my lifetime is what I mean. I think the Great Depression may be similar. And I don't want to be the scaremonger, but I'm going to go over with you what I see and why I think that is the case. Okay, and you can listen to it. You can say, Ken, you're all wet, or you can say, I agree with you, and you can take it from there. So we're going to talk about party like it's 2019, kind of a takeoff on the party like it's 1999. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Also, this week, because of the fact that we told our clients and you guys listening to the show and people who get my market alert video to sell all of their equities in early March to get out of the market, it made the news. You know, we're a $4.5 billion firm, and we have a big footprint, and so the media was interested in that. I had many interviews, and so of course social media is now engaged, and people are emailing me and, you know, accusing me of destroying my clients' portfolios, and you're missing out on all these gains and all that. So I just want to tell you, first of all, I want to dispel all of that, because as I record this, The S&P 500, the market, is still lower than where it was when we sold. So we haven't missed out on, I'm going to tell you what we missed out on in the second segment. But more importantly, I want to talk with you about this thing called FOMO, which is the fear of missing out, could be very dangerous to your retirement. Okay. And in fact, in my book, I call it, you know, I don't want to be the fool who sells at the bottom is a myth. And I want to explain to you why that is. So if you're afraid of missing out, I think you have your eye on the wrong ball, okay? And I'm going to explain that in some detail here in our second segment. Now, also, since we work with people who are retired or retiring soon primarily, Social Security is a very important part of everything that we talk about. And so I've been getting a lot of questions regarding how is Social Security faring with this COVID-19? Because the statistics are showing that a record number of people are taking Social Security early because they need the money. You know, we've talked about this on previous shows. If you need the money, take it. But it's putting a strain on the system. And how is that going to affect your benefits? How is it going to affect how long Social Security can last? So I'm going to answer some of those questions for you as well. Now, also, one of the myths, as I mentioned, that I talk about in my book, Buy, Hold, and Sell. And by the way, buy the book, because all the proceeds from that go to charity, and you can hopefully learn something for yourself and help charity. So go on Amazon. It's called Buy, Hold, and Sell. In the book, I have buy, hold myth number 6. And that is, you haven't lost any money unless, fill in the blank for me. You sell, right? That's what people tell you. You haven't lost any money unless you sell. Well, that is so bogus in my mind. I'm going to explain to you why. You're going to start hearing that when this market starts to go back down again. In fact, I think it already has started. And you're going to hear, hey, don't worry about it. You haven't lost any money unless you sell. That right there should be a reason, in my opinion, to fire somebody. Okay, so we'll talk about that as well. Now, most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. But on this show, do we stop there? Do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And that's the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. And this week, we're going to talk about my favorite trust of all. It's called a dynasty trust. And it's a kind of trust where you can potentially protect from lawsuits, divorces, bankruptcies, and taxes for over 100 years the inheritance you leave to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserving. So we'll talk about that one at about 10 till. So we have a show full of great information that I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. But before we do that, I just want to tell you something personal. So Faye, my wife and I celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary last week. And it was kind of a, you know, it was very nice. It was just the two of us. We're sequestered, quarantined, whatever you want to call that thing that we're doing right now at our home. But we had a Zoom call with our family, our three daughters, and we all were together. We had a glass of wine and we talked and reminisced about, you know, the last 35 years. And so it was very, very nice. So, and we toasted, Faye and I toasted to the next 35 years. So hopefully that'll happen. It's possible. It's, I would say, I'm 62. That'll put me in 97. Oh, yeah, that'll happen. Okay. Anyway, let's talk about party like it's 2019. So I want to tell you why I believe that this rally that we just saw is what's called a bear trap. It's fool's gold, and why it's going to fall away as reality sets in. And here's the best way I can tell you. If you look at where this rally has left us, and of course it's come down from that, but if you look at where the rally has left us, it put us back to where the S&P, the stock market, was in March of 2019, so last year. So a year ago, the market was sitting where it is today. Now, my question to you is, the stock market tends to, it's forward looking. So what it's doing is it's looking 6 to 9 months into the future, and it's saying, this is what I think is coming, and so I'm going to buy now to take advantage of that future. So that's the term you hear it pricing in. In other words, it prices in the future and brings it into today's price, because that's when people are buying based on that future view that they have. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is, do you think the people back in March of 2019, as they looked forward for the next 6 or 9 months, were they seeing what we're seeing today? In other words, right now, according to NPR, in the month of April, 59% of renters paid their rent. 59%. But that's before the next wave of what, 20 million people lost their jobs. So now what do you, how many people do you think are going to pay their rent in May? And this is the week now when people are going to start. And the estimates are that only 40% of people are going to pay their rent. And guess what? A lot of those 24 million of those homes that are being rented are mom and pops. They're not big companies, big real estate companies. Who's going to bail these people out? Also, record unemployment, record bankruptcies, these small businesses that are going out of business. Do we really, is this a positive picture like we had a year ago? Also, record deficits. Now, the other thing is, in Wuhan, where this all started, they've come on the other side of the infection curve, and they're saying, hey, you know what, everybody go back to work, go open up businesses, do all that. I read an article where this man opened his restaurant, and he said, no, there's nobody in his restaurant. So even though everybody's supposed to go back, there's nobody there. And he said, I had to close it because I can't afford to keep it open with no customers coming in. So with that view in mind, do you see the same thing in the next 6 to 9 months as people a year ago at these same valuations of the stock market saw? I would say, not only no, but heck no. Okay, this is way different. In fact, if you were to rewind the clock and go back to 2019 and tell those people a year ago that that's what the future was, what do you think the market would do knowing that? I think it would go down 20 or 25%. And that is why I think that we're on the verge of the second shoe to drop of this market. And why I think if you are retired or retiring soon, you should come in and visit with us and let us help you to get through this. Take advantage of this massive rally that we've just seen to take shelter. You were given a gift, I believe. Now, the team that helped us to get through 2008, as you guys know, our strategy said to sell in November of 2007. And we had our clients and everyone that we could help look out of the stock market, out of equities for all of 2008. And those that followed our advice were relatively unscathed during that terrible time. We want to do that for you now. Let us help you. Go online. Our website is rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. Sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. Attend one of our live seminars that are they're on your computer. You can watch them in the comfort of your home. See what we have to offer. See if we can help you. Our team has 100+ years of experience dealing with this stuff, and we want to help you to get through this with peace of mind. So rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why fear of missing out could be dangerous to your retirement. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff. And I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I am founder of Retirement Planners of America. We're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So everything we talk about, the way we think philosophically about managing money, it is all around two goals. The first one is for our clients' money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry about all of this stuff. And so that's where we are. And recently, Financial Times named our firm one of the top 300 advisory firms, and actually for the fourth time now. So we're very proud of that. And of course, we could not have done it without our clients. We serve over 9,000 beautiful, wonderful families in 48 states, and it is an honor and a privilege to do so. And if you are not a client, we would love to have you visit our website and see if there's a fit there. Our website is rpoa.com, And when you're there, we have videos, we have articles, we have podcasts. You can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. Also, we have virtual seminars. We're doing them live but online, so you can watch them from the comfort of your home. And as I understand it, last week we had over 200 people attend our virtual seminar. So apparently you guys are liking staying home and being able to watch this stuff. So in fact, what I'm encouraging you to do is go to our website and binge watch. There is tons of stuff on there that can occupy your time. That's way better than some stupid show on Netflix. At least this will give you some financial ideas to help you in that regard. But anyway, one of the things I want to talk about with you in this segment is what's called FOMO, all right? The fear of missing out, FOMO. And why I think that this is so dangerous for someone who is retired or retiring soon, this fear of missing out. And I can tell you that, you know, we sold in early March all of our equities, as we did in November of 2007 before the great financial crisis. And so, you know, a firm our size, when we make a move like that, people consider that to be, you know, wow, a big, bold move. You know, $4.5 billion firm sells all their stocks. You know, it's like, wow. Well, to us, that's not any wow about it at all. Our goal is to protect our clients. And, you know, our philosophy is that while growth is important, protection of principal is even more important, okay? Because once you retire, you don't want to go back to work. You want to live on the money you have, and you want to enjoy your retirement. So protecting your principal to us is an extremely important part of our of what we do. So unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of people, I think, that don't understand that. And I believe that if you are over 50 and you don't understand that, I think you're putting your retirement at risk. And so, you know, because of the fact that we got such media attention, there's social media has decided that they're going to start talking about us, and I'm getting emails from people. And basically, if I were to distill it all down, it is, Ken, you got your clients out of the market and you're missing out on the big rally. You're missing out on future. You're missing out. Well, first of all, I just want to say that as I record this, the S&P is below where we sold in early March. Okay, so we haven't missed out on any gains at this point that I can see. All right, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that I want to tell you is that I'll tell you what we have missed out on since then. Okay, so, and by the way, CNBC interviewed me, and one of the things, the quotes that they really liked that they put out on their website and everything else is, you know, this guy in Texas, you know, Ken Murray, he said, for us, the biggest mistake is losing money, not missing out on gains we could have made. Let me repeat that. For us, the biggest mistake is losing money, period, not missing out on gains we could have made. Okay. If you don't understand that statement, then I would say you're probably 30 years old. Okay. If you're 60, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Now, let me tell you what we have missed out on while we've been sitting out. And by the way, we're not back in yet. Okay. We've missed out on one of the worst. In fact, I think it is the worst drop in the history of the stock market. Okay, the drop we saw back in March, in March was the worst drop, even worse than the Great Depression. Our clients that were out with us missed out on the stress and fear of not knowing where the bottom of this thing is. I mean, for those of you that experienced that, my heart goes out to you, because I don't know how I would sleep at night knowing that, you know, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to go down another 5 or 10%. And what if it does it again the week after that? And when does this stop? And will I be able to retire? Will I be able to stay retired? You know, that kind of stress, as I mentioned, we have two goals for our clients. One of them is we want your money to last as long as you do. And if you're losing money, if your investments are falling like a stone and you're taking money out at the same time to live on, that's not a good recipe for your money lasting as long as you do, first of all. But second, our second goal is we want you to have peace of mind. And if you're in a market, you know, if your investments are in while the market is dropping like it was, I can't imagine that you have any kind of peace of mind. In fact, I wonder if people who are invested right now have peace of mind at all. I mean, we're looking at potentially the worst economic time in our lifetimes. I don't think there are too many people who are listening to this show that were alive during the Great Depression. So this could be the worst that we've ever experienced during our lifetime. And do you think that this market that is sitting up near all-time highs right now is properly valuing in what the future holds? I don't think it is at all. And I think that the rally that we just saw is characteristic. I mean, if you look at the Great Depression in 1929, there was an initial big drop, and then there was a rebound, just like this year. And then if you look at Y2K, there was a big drop with the rebound, just like this year, 2008. If you look at all of the big bad bears, what you'll find is that there are these things called bear traps, these big rallies where people think it's over, they drive the market back up, reality sets in, and then it goes back down dramatically after that. And so this notion that you're missing out on gains, that is not the way that we think, okay? We want to protect against our retirement being destroyed. We want to protect our clients' ability to stay retired. And you know what? If we miss out on some gains while we're doing that, that's okay with us. Okay, that is not a, you know, our concern is that, as I said, that we participate in losses. We're not worried about missing out on gains. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, the team at our firm, the leaders of our firm, we have 125 years, actually more than that, of experience in this business. And we guided our clients, we guided people who listened to us during the 2008 crisis. And if you followed what we told you back then, it's likely that you had very, very little losses during that time, because we were actually out of the stock market for almost a year and a half during that time. We are out now. Let us help you. Let the experience we have, you know, we're 10 years older now. We have more gray hair than we did back then, but it's the same team.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Bogey is right. And we'd like to help you if we can. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you have lots of options. You can sign up to go to attend one of our virtual seminars. And we've had hundreds of people now attend those in the last week or so. And I'd like for you to watch that. It's actually live, but you can watch it from your home online. We also have webinars. We have podcasts. We have videos. We have articles. You can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. All of that is available to you. Take advantage of it now before this big financial storm hits, which I see coming. Okay, so rpoa.com is the website. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security and the possibility of it running out 2 years sooner, and what's that going to do to your benefits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security, which we are about to in this segment. We talk about the stock market and where we think it's going to go and how to protect yourself. And if you didn't listen to if you didn't hear the first two segments of the show, I think you missed out on perhaps two of the greatest radio segments in the history of radio. So I would encourage you to go to our website, rpoa.com, where we podcast the show and listen to them, because I think that what I talked about was very interesting, informative, and potentially life-changing.
Very interesting.
Yes, it was, and potentially life-changing. And if you missed it, you know, that's you. So it's on you. So go to the website, rpoa.com. So let me introduce myself before we go a step further. I am your host, Ken Morafe. I am also founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth advisors. And we obviously are proud of that, but without the 9,000 families that we work for and with, we would be nowhere. So we want to thank our clients for any accolades that we receive. Now, one of the most important parts of what we do is to help clients plan for Social Security and maximizing that. And, you know, the Social Security website itself says that there are over 9,000 combinations when it comes to how you can receive your Social Security benefits. 9,000 combinations. And how the lay person who hasn't been educated in that can pick the right one of those 9,000, I have no idea. Let me tell you, we put all of our retirement planners through a very rigorous training program. It's a 6-week training program. We test them at the end of it to make sure that you know, we're confident that they have the knowledge to be able to talk with our clients intelligently about Social Security. And so that's something that if you do avail yourself of visiting with one of our retirement planners, we can help you with. Now, one of the big questions that I've been getting, you know, is how is all of this COVID-19 going to affect Social Security? And so the Social Security, the Medicare and Social Security trustees just released their report on that. So kind of a timely moment, I guess. And what they have determined is that apparently, and I think it makes sense, a lot of people are applying for Social Security early. And the reason is because they need the money. They've lost their job or whatever it may be, and they need the money. So they're applying early. So because of this large number of early applicants, Social Security now is going to be experiencing a heavier drain on their resources than they had projected. So currently, as of 2019, and this is before all of this came down, the trust fund took in $1 trillion in revenue, meaning out of people's paychecks that you're paying Social Security, and they paid out $1 trillion, so it kind of balanced out. And therefore, the trust fund remained almost unchanged at $2.9 trillion. Now, last year, what they said was that because of the increase in cost of living and all the rest of that, that the trust fund would be depleted in 2035, meaning there'd be no more money in there. And that's not a good thing, because if there's no more money in the fund, then the people that are working to pay for the people that are on Social Security would have to experience higher taxes, Social Security tax. And it could get pretty big if everybody had to pay as we went, rather than have the trust fund. However, now what they're saying is that the trust fund, because of this increased number of people that are signing up and because of the lost wages that they have now that are paying into the system, because it's a double whammy for Social Security. As people lose their jobs, they're not paying into Social Security. And as they go on Social Security, the trust fund is paying out. So now you're going to have a deficit potentially. And the trustees of the trust fund are saying they anticipate that's going to shorten the lifetime or the time that the money will be there by 2 years, which will put it at 2033. Now, as to the effect on the individual person's benefits, it depends on your employment situation. So the benefit is based on the highest 35 years of earnings, with recent earnings counting for more than the earlier earnings. So if a person stops working before their claiming age, then your benefit will be lower than the amount shown on your statement. So if you become unexpectedly unemployed or take a cut in pay, you should go to the SSA Retirement Estimator, which is on ssa.gov, the Social Security website, to see what your benefit would be with the lower earnings going forward. So it is very likely that if you've lost your job because of this, that your benefits could be reduced to be less than what you were thinking you were going to get. Okay, so if you go to the ssa.gov website, you can find the SSA Retirement Estimator. Put in your information in there, and it can help you to calculate it for yourself. All right, now, I can help you also from the standpoint, if you go to our website, rpoa.com, and you can go there and you can click on Meet with an Advisor. You can sit down with one of our retirement planners. And what we want to do there is look at your entire retirement plan. We want to help protect you during this time. We think the market's going to go down significantly from here, and we're going to talk with you about what we think you should do about that. We're going to talk with you about how, if you need Social Security or when should you get it, all that kind of stuff, income taxes, estate planning. We want to look at your entire retirement picture, and we want to do that for you at no charge or obligation. And you know, the team that runs our firm is the same team that helped us to get through the 2008 credit crisis. We have over 125 years of experience combined, and we want to help guide you through this as well. So once again, rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy hold myth number 6, which is you haven't lost any money unless you fill in the blank. So we'll stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently, all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. And if Sean Connery knew about that, oh my, you do not want to see Sean mad. That is not a pretty sight. Anyway, we are back. I am your host, and I am a senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then we would love to meet you and see if we can, if there's a fit there for us. And for our clients, we have two goals. One is we want you to have financial peace of mind. We want you to be able to sleep at night. You know, I remember one time a prospective client, he took out a piece of paper. He said, "Can I have a piece of paper?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Give me a pencil." I said, "Okay." So he on the piece of paper, he drew a big square, a big rectangle. And then he drew a little rectangle at the top of inside of that bigger rectangle. He said, "You know what that is?" And I said, "No, I don't." He said, "That's my bed. He said, you know what this little thing right here is? I said, what's that? He goes, that's my pillow. He says, what I want to do is I want to be able to put my head on that pillow and I want to be able to sleep at night and not worry. And I thought that was a great visual. I said, thank you. I'm going to use that on the radio. But anyway, that is our goal. We want our clients to have peace of mind. And we also, our second goal, and these are interchangeable, and probably the second one is the most important, is we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay? We want you to have the ability to sustain your lifestyle, to pay for your expenses for the rest of your life. Now, to do that, we believe that it is not a good idea to take large losses during bear markets. And so because of that, we have developed a strategy that we call invest and protect. And our strategy is the same one. We used it this year. It told us to sell in early March, and we've been out since then. Right now, even though this huge rally has happened, we are still, the S&P is still below, as I record this, where we sold. So right now, people who think we've missed out on something because of this big rally, we have not missed out on anything other than the lack of peace of mind that we would have had we stayed in during the big market drop we saw. And by the way, we see another one coming. The market rally that we've seen is very, very characteristic of the major recessionary bear markets we've seen in the past. The Great Depression, Y2K, 2008, 1974, those big bad bears, which we believe this one is going to be, they have inside of them, all of the ones in the past have, what's called a bear trap. Now, this one could be different. The past doesn't guarantee the future. I get that, but I don't think so. I think this is going to happen again. Reality will set in, and I believe we're going to see this market drop dramatically from here. So, and by the way, we work with over 9,000 families in 48 states. And one of the things that we're very proud of is that Forbes named us one of the top 100 wealth advisors. And without our clients, we would be nowhere. So thank you for that, you clients. We love you. And if you're not a client, again, our website is rpoa.com. You can go there and you can learn more about us. Now, I wrote a book a few years back, actually after the whole stock market crash of 2008. It's called Buy, Hold, and Sell. And you can buy it on Amazon. And all the proceeds that I get from the sale of that book goes to the Boys and Girls Clubs and other charities. So I don't keep any of that money. But I'd like for you to buy the book because I think the philosophy we have might help you. Okay. So in the book, I have Buy, Hold Myth number 6, which is you haven't lost any money unless, tell me how to finish that sentence, you sell. Right? And you're going to hear that now because I think this market's going to go down from here dramatically. And while it's doing that, you're going to hear from people, hey, don't worry about it because you haven't lost any money unless you sell. Well, the answer I have for that one, I never want to have that conversation with a client. Let me just tell you that. Okay. So my question on that would be, okay, I haven't lost any money unless I've sold. All right. Thank you. I get that. So I'm looking at my statement. And I've lost a ton of money. My statement tells me I am down a lot. So I haven't sold anything. So therefore, if I haven't lost any money, then where is my money? Do you have it in a drawer back there? Can you just go get it for me and put it back in my account so that we can just forget this ever happened? Well, no, I can't do that because the market went down. But wait. You just told me that I haven't lost any money unless I sell. So can I live on the money that it's down, that my bank account, my investment account has dropped? Can I live on that money because I haven't lost it because I haven't sold? Well, no, you can't. Why not? Because it's down. So therefore what? I have lost that money. Well, that brings up a visual, doesn't it? But let me tell you, this notion that you haven't lost any money unless you sell, in my view, is very detrimental to your financial health. Because, while you're waiting for it to come back, and by the way, there's two different things. You have lost money if the market went down, period. Okay? If you're invested in something and its value went down, you have lost money, period. This thing that you haven't lost money unless you sell it is that is not correct in my view. Now, part two of that is it may come back. And the worry is that if you sell it and it comes back, you'll miss out. That's what they're talking about when they say that. So, but that's a different one. And I talked about that in the second segment of this show. Because that idea that it may come back, it may not come back. You know, think of Enron, for example. You know, think of Lehman. Think of companies, Montgomery Ward. Think of companies that have gone out of business. They will never come back. Never. So the idea that because it's down, it's going to come back and you don't need to worry about it, I don't believe that at all. And then you can say, well, no, Ken, it's not individual stock, it's the whole stock market. It'll come back. Okay. Well, during the Great Depression from 1929, it went down. Guess how long it took to get back to even? It took 25 years. It was 1954 before the Dow got back to where it was in 1929. In Y2K, guess how long it took? It took 13 years to get back to even. It got back to even in 2007, yes, but then 2008 took it all away. And it wasn't until 2013 that the market, the S&P, wasn't back till it was where it was in January of 2000. 13 years. Do you have 13 years to wait for it to come back because you haven't lost any money unless you sell? I bet most of you don't. So that notion, I believe, is a myth, and it's designed to get you not to sell. And our opinion is that you should take shelter when there's a bad storm coming, and we see a bad storm coming. So how do you take shelter? What do you do? How do you, you know, you have a lot of questions. Our team, the people that guided us through 2008, our strategy said to sell in November of 2007 and stay out for all of the great financial crisis. So and that same team with over 125 years of experience is guiding our company and our firm and our clients right now. We want to put that team to work for you as well. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. Avail yourself of all the resources there, and we'd love to see if we can help you get through this. Okay, so rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on what little you have left to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. And so we talk about Social Security, the stock market. We talk about estate planning, which we're about to do now. We talk about where to get income taxes, all the stuff that we think would be very important for somebody who is within 5 years of retirement or is retired already. So if that's you, this show is designed for you. And I, your faithful host, am Ken Morafe, and I'm senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And as our name implies, we specialize in working with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then our website, our firm, everything we do is designed around helping you to achieve two goals. One is we want you to have financial peace of mind. And secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do. And if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and we have virtual seminars going on right now. We've had hundreds of people attend those here in the last week, and we'd love for you to as well. You can watch it from the comfort of your home. They are live, but they're virtual. We also have podcasts of this show and other items. We have articles. We have videos, financial planning tips, all kinds of stuff on there. So if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, rpoa.com is where you should go and binge watch hours of great information. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that, of course, is called estate planning. And so this week we're going to talk about a kind of trust that it's actually my favorite trust. I think it's a really powerful vehicle, and it's called the Dynasty Trust. And I'll explain why I think what I do about it and what it does. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Let's talk about the Dynasty Trust. So the Dynasty Trust is a trust that essentially receives the inheritance that you leave to the aforementioned greedy, unwashed, undeserved heirs. And so it is essentially a container. It's a testamentary trust, meaning it comes into being after your death. Now, It can be a trust that you create while you're living, but in most cases, it's one that is in your will. Upon your death, it now pops open and receives the inheritance. Now, why would you want this dynasty trust? Well, for a variety of reasons. One is that while the money is in the dynasty trust, it is protected from lawsuits. It's protected from bankruptcy, it's protected from divorce, and it can potentially stay in that trust for over 100 years. And the reason why is this. Let's say that you leave money to your daughter, and she gets married, and then she gets divorced. Well, the ex-son-in-law is now divorcing your daughter, not the trust, meaning, therefore, that he has no claim on the money in the trust. And the same thing applies for bankruptcy. Your son declares bankruptcy one day. Well, the creditors are going after him, but the trust didn't declare bankruptcy. It's not bankrupt because it doesn't have anything to do with that. So they cannot attach what's in the trust to get into bankruptcy or liability court. Now, the other thing that is a good reason for the dynasty trust is you may have a family member that's not that great at managing money for themselves, and you want to name a trustee or another sibling or something to help them manage their money. And then the other big one is that because the trust can last up to 100 years, it can pass down, it can, and potentially even longer than that, but it can go down from one generation to the next during that time, and there are no estate taxes at each new generational level. And if you don't have it in the trust, then potentially when it passes to the next generation, there would be taxes there. So there's a lot of reasons to have a dynasty trust. I think it's one of the good things lawyers have done for us, but it is not for everyone, and it is not something that you should do yourself, okay? So don't go online and just download one and do it. Talk to a professional about it because it doesn't apply everywhere. And if it's not done correctly, then the whole thing could blow up. Believe me, the IRS. Oh, I thought I'd get you, Faye, but you got it. Good shot. We have a running gag that whenever I say IRS, the screaming lady appears, and she was sipping her coffee, and I thought I'd catch her, but no, she did it left-handed. Nice move. Anyway, the IRS is interested in taxing as much of your money as they possibly can get their hands on. And with the deficits that we're going to be running with all of this stimulus and all these things that we're doing to keep the economy going, I think taxes and all that in the future are going to be way different than they are today. So, dynasty trust. Now, if estate planning is something that you are interested in talking with one of our people about, then we would love to visit with you about it. And you can avail yourself of our resources by going to rpoa.com. And while you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor, and you can sit down virtually and visit with one of our retirement planners. Now, we don't only want to talk about your estate planning. We don't only want to talk about Social Security. We want to talk about a global plan. We want to help to build a retirement plan for you, a cash flow plan, a Social Security plan, an estate planning plan. Estate planning plan? Okay, say that three times in a row. We want to help you with an income tax plan, all the things that will impact your retirement planning. We want to help build that for you, and we want to do it at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. We'll part friends either way. So avail yourself of that by going to rpoa.com. Now, also right now, we have virtual seminars that we that you can attend. They're actually live, but they're virtual, so you can, from the comfort of your home, you can attend those. And we've had hundreds of people here in the last week attend that, which is, I think it's great. And so you can learn about cybersecurity, you can learn about estate planning, you can learn about what to do now to do your retirement planning during this whole, what I think is coming, which is a big down in the stock market, and I think you need to protect yourself now from. So lots of stuff on our website, rpoa.com. All right, I cannot believe how fast it has gone. This show's over already. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. Only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client. client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.